Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday morning, September the 20th, 2022. 9:20:22, 10 minutes past the hour here, and it is humid here in Marion. You only have two more days of really nice weather. Now, it's kind of interesting how this has all come together, because today I believe we're supposed to be up in the 80s, and tomorrow I believe we're actually supposed to be up in the 90s, and tomorrow is the first day of fall. Tomorrow is the fall or autumn. Is it equinox or solstice? I can't remember if that's an equinox or a solstice. I think it's the autumn solstice. And by the way, what that means is we will have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of dark tomorrow. It's 50-50 on the spring equinox, vernal, I think that's vernal, and then the autumn equinox, 12 and 12. But it's interesting because today it's going to be 80, tomorrow it's going to be 91, I believe. I was told that this morning. So if that's not right, we'll blame the person who told me that. But 91 tomorrow on the first day of autumn, but then starting Thursday, you get the autumn weather. I think it's a high in the 60s. And it's supposed to stay that way for at least the next week. So you've really got two more days here where you can get out and do something kind of fun outside without putting on a jacket. As autumn will come in tomorrow, and the temperatures will follow on Thursday. Now, it is kind of interesting, though, because today would be the last day of summer. If tomorrow is the first day of autumn, today would be the last day of summer. So this is the last day of summer, wrapping up the summer of 2022. Now, here's what I wanted to mention right off the bat. It's only 12 minutes after the hour, and I've already been on about 3 minutes. Yesterday, I was talking about how I usually come on the air here in the morning following the obituary report and the news report and the weather report. Now, yesterday I came on at about 10 after, and that's a little early because I'm not supposed to come on until about a quarter after. 45 minutes is usually enough, but this morning we came on even earlier. So I'm not sure if not enough people have died this week or if the news report is just very lacking at this point or the weather reports are getting smaller. But we came on this morning before 10 after the hour. So I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully we get it fixed. You know, sometimes you can beef those reports up, even if there's not a lot going on, by just, you know, giving phone numbers to organizations in town and things like that. That'll beef up a news report. I used to do that. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we'll find out at some point. By the way, the phone lines are always open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, we do have something interesting happening in hour number two this morning. Not that everything in hour number one is not going to be interesting, but in hour number two, now let me set this up for any first-time listeners. A friend of mine who's been on this show, who's actually, I believe, going to be in studio with me on Friday, from 12:15 until 1 p.m., Abby, this all started weeks ago. She had went to a Garth Brooks concert in Cincinnati, I believe. And then while we were talking about the Garth Brooks concert, she called in and gave us a report from the Garth Brooks concert. She had mentioned then that she was going to go to a Post Malone concert. Now, I had no idea who that was. I thought his name was Post-it Malone. I had no idea who this guy was. But she said he was big and so on and so forth. Well, after she mentioned his name, I started to hear his name different places. Like I heard his name on Password and other places. So Abby called in last Thursday and said that the Post Malone concert was going to be on Sunday, which would have been 2 days ago, and that she would call in and give us a wrap-up of the Post Malone concert. How many people were there? How good was it? So on and so forth. That was supposed to happen yesterday, but to be honest with you, I believe Abby was hungover from the Post Malone concert. Now, she'll tell us in hour number two this morning that she was not hungover, but that's what I'm going with at this particular point, that she might have been hungover from the Post Malone concert. So we're going to get that update at 9:30 this morning. Now, here's the other thing. Now this is kind of a funny thing that came up. Last week, we were talking. I don't even remember how we came upon this, but Linda and I were talking. Oh, I know what it was, because about 2 years ago, I had beaten Abby at a board game, and she is not what you would call a gracious loser when it comes to things like that. So what had happened at that time when I beat her at that board game, and I just beat her very badly, she wanted to have another competition. Now, at the time, it was supposed to be bowling. Now, for some reason, bowling never happened. I don't know why bowling was chosen, but it never happened. So we revive this competition, and I think it'll be fun for you, the listener, because, you know, you've heard Abby, and she'll be on the show Friday, and eventually we'll get this this competition on the runway, and you'll know who wins and who loses. But here's the thing. For some reason on Friday, she started telling me how athletic she was and how much of a powerhouse she was. Now, I don't believe this is true because I've seen her. You know, I've been around her. Now certainly she's not out of shape, but she's not exactly what I would call, you know, like Serena Williams. She's not that type. So we're trying now to find a competition. Now, not that we're not going to do the bowling, and I believe cornhole was even suggested at some point, but we're trying to figure out something that would have to do with athleticism or strength. But it's kind of hard because when you have a man and a woman, obviously for just genetic reasons, the man has the advantage when it comes to anything involving strength, unless the woman is really a powerhouse, which I don't believe she is. So we'll try to figure that out in the time period she calls in as well. Also, I did not know this until yesterday. Now, if you listened to the show yesterday, you know in observation of Little Brown Jug Week, which is this week, we had on Roger Houston yesterday in hour number two. Now, Roger Houston is the announcer for the Little Brown Jug. He's known as The Voice, and he's been calling the Little Brown Jug since 1967. Well, Abby must have heard a little bit of this interview yesterday, and she said, hey, you know, I would like to cover the Little Brown Jug, because I'm coming in Friday anyway, and I could give you a report on the Little Brown Jug. Now, I have no idea. She acted like me not knowing about her love for horses and horse racing was something I should have known about. I've never heard about her in horse racing, but we'll talk about that too. So when she calls in at 8:30, we'll get the Post Malone concert report. We'll also get we'll try to figure out what competition we're going to have, and then we'll also talk about her love of horse racing, because it is Little Brown Jug Week. By the way, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Robert Houston yesterday. I love having him on. He's got some of the greatest stories in broadcasting history. I mean, doing the Little Brown Jug since 1967. What is that now? 55 years he's been doing that? And he just turned 80 this past week. It's kind of funny because, did you hear the story? And I don't want to repeat the story because I'll get it wrong. But basically, the story was he was talking about the one time he could not finish a race. And you know horses in horse racing, they all have kind of funny names. And apparently there was a horse that was named Bull Sit. Bull Sit. Now remember, it's Bull Sit. So don't call anybody saying that I've said anything bad here this morning. This is Roger's story yesterday. Bull Sit. B-U-L-L-S-I-T. And so he's calling the race. This would have been a few years ago. And he did not say the word badly. But the last time he said Bull Sit, for some reason it struck him funny. And he could not continue the race. So, I thought that was a great story yesterday. And there'll be no Bull Sit on this show here this morning on WGH. So, that was a lot of fun. He's always a lot of fun. And he also told us yesterday who he thought would win the Little Brown Jug. And kind of how that all came to be, how it got its name, and so on and so forth. If you didn't hear that interview, go to the website, WWGH1071.com, and go under my section of the website and find that interview and listen to it. It's a great, great interview. I believe it's also on the Facebook page, WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. So check that out. The voice, Roger Houston. So take a listen to that. And again, the phone lines are open if you have anything you'd like to add this morning. We would love to hear from you from yesterday's show or this morning's show. 21 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, yesterday we got some interesting information. The old Ryan's building, and which also is the old Ponderosa building here in Marion, is going through some kind of renovation. Now, earlier in the year and last year, it was going through some kind of renovation, and everybody said it was going to be an autism center. And then it went back up for sale. Now, I don't know what happened with the autism center, if they didn't have the money or decided to go to a different location, but after they did some remodeling, they decided they were going to not continue on with the autism center. So the building went back up for sale, and recently the for sale sign has disappeared, and work has started again on the building. And yesterday I was asking what is going in to that building. Well, from thanks to one of our listeners, Linda out there, she sent me an email. And we found out that it is Tri-Rivers has bought the building. And it's going to be used for adult education at the for Tri-Rivers. So we know what that is. But the other question we had yesterday is there's some work being done down further on 95. The building that was originally built for White Castle, and then when White Castle went out of business, it became Popeyes, is being repainted and redone, but we don't know what's going there. I have not heard about that yet. But I call that the building that's cursed, because for years we wanted a White Castle here in Marion. Finally got one, and I don't think it was in business 2 or 3 years. I mean, it came in and went out very quick. And then Popeyes Chicken bought it. They went in, and everybody said, boy, this Popeye's Chicken is really good. I don't think Popeye's Chicken even lasted a year. If it lasted a year, it wasn't much over a year. So, that's unfortunate. So, I think the building might have a curse on it. And I don't know why, because it's in a good location. It's on the busiest road in Marion. And it's right there in front of Big Lots. It's a newer building. It's got a drive-through. But we don't know what's going in there now. Now, does anybody know what the third business going in there is going to be following White Castle or Popeye? Give me a buzz if you do know anything about that. 740-751-4038. Or I guess you could email me if you like Linda did yesterday. or shoot me a message on Facebook. I do look at my messages as the show is progressing here this morning. So what's going on where Popeyes and White Castle was? What is being done to that building? They've got the new fresh coat of paint on there, but beyond that, we really don't know what's going on there. Also, I did notice the long saga that has been Del Taco. The lights were on the other day, so they must have the electric hooked up, and it looks like they've got most of the furniture inside. So it looks like Del Taco is not far from opening up, although there's no sign out front or anything like that, down by Perkins. So we'll see what goes on with that as time goes on. And if anybody has any information on Del Taco, they can shoot us an email. 740-751-4038, or give us a call. I was talking yesterday, you know, it's a political year. My email has been barraged by political ads. And just to prove that it's true again, since last night at midnight, I got, now I'm going to count them here for you, here's how many political ads I got just since midnight last night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, wait a second. That's just my spam folder. So about 14 in my spam folder. Now, ones that actually got past the spam folder, starting at 12:11 a.m. last night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we're talking over 20 ads between my spam folder and my actual folder. And, you know, I don't care who you vote for. Vote for whoever you want as long as you get out and vote. But my goodness, we are still in September, and I am getting barraged with these political ads. Is anybody else getting barraged with these? I'm not getting so many in the mail anymore. But my goodness, email-wise, they are just piling up. Has anybody noticed that? 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, yesterday we did stumble on an interesting topic, and I want to give an update on this, although there's not much of an update to give. I don't know how many of you know this, but apparently the Kroger grocery stores are threatening to go on strike. Now, it's a complicated story, and I have to admit I don't know all the ins and outs of this. But apparently it's the Columbus Division, which also affects Marion and other stores here in Ohio. But the deal is, as I understand it, is that there were three contracts that Kroger was trying to come together with the union. And all three contracts were rejected by the employees. So then the union came in and said, okay, do you give us authorization to strike? Not that we're going to strike, but do you employees give us the authorization to strike should we not come to an agreement? And the employees voted yes last week. I believe last Thursday, they voted yes. We give you the authorization to strike. And I believe it was with something like 81% they voted to give the company authorization to strike. So here we are the following Tuesday. Now, there has been no movement on this because the company has not come to a deal with the employees or the union. So here's what I know for sure. I know that if there is not an agreement that comes together, apparently what happens is that Kroger announces they're going to go on strike. And then they have to give 5 days notice. So if Kroger were going to announce they were going on strike, they have to work for 5 days before they can walk out. Just kind of strange. I don't know if that was in the contract. I don't know. But that's the deal. Then they picket out in front of stores. So the question I had yesterday was, would you continue to shop Kroger if this does happen? Now, I will tell you this. I heard yesterday, and I can't state this as fact because I did not go and check it, but I did hear that a lot of the Kroger employees' jobs were being listed on the internet. I believe it was Indeed is what somebody told me. $22 an hour or something like that from a temporary service. Now, if the company is doing that, that tells me that a strike is probably imminent, although I have not checked up on that. So we'll see what happens, but other than that, there really has been no movement on this whole thing. Now, people have asked me, what is the strike all about? Well, as near as I can tell, people do want more money on the hour, but the real sticking point has to do with the insurance. I guess there's a big increase in the insurance over the next few years, and Kroger is not making up a lot of the money in that, so I hear. I have not seen the contract, so I really don't know, but that's the complaint that I keep hearing from the employees. So again, my question this morning, we had some calls yesterday, and if you've thought more about it since yesterday and you did call in, would you support the employees? Because this is really what a strike comes down to. You know, people want their Kroger items, and a lot of people have their medicine at the Kroger pharmacy, so of course they're going to go into Kroger. But the question is, if there's a picket line out front, are you going to cross that picket line and go in and still buy your stuff? Because if the store is still making money, chances are they're going to be less interested in making a deal with the employees. Which means, I don't know how long they'll pick it. I know they do get some kind of pay, but it's not very much at all. And you have to be out there for a certain amount of hours picketing every week, and it's just not a good situation all around. Nobody wants a picket. Nobody wants a strike. But any thoughts on that? Give me a buzz here. 54 degrees and sunny skies in the Marion area, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, as I said yesterday, I think for the part-time employees, this is probably not going to be as big a deal because a lot of them probably don't have their insurance through that company. And part-time is not making as much as full-time. But you got to figure, if you're a full-time employee there, and you're not making very much picketing, and you lose your salary, well, depending on how long the strike would go on, that's not going to be a very good situation for you. And I believe the pharmacy is also included in this. I believe the only people not included are the two store managers of each store. Now, some stores might have more than two store managers, but I believe it's just the store managers who are not a part of the union. I believe they're the salaried people, the high-up manager, store manager and assistant manager, which I think every store has. So what do you think's going to happen? Do you think they're going to strike? Do you think the public would back a strike? You know, I don't know if people would walk away. If you drove up to Kroger here in Marion and there was a picket line out front, even though you wanted to go in, would you turn away and go to another grocery store? Would you go to Save-A-Lot? Would you go to Meijer? Would you go to Aldi? Would you go to King Saver? Would you go to a different place? Because it would be both Kroger here in Marion. And a lot more people shop the Delaware Avenue Kroger than the Route 95 Kroger. So what do you think? Do you think it's going to be a good idea to go out on strike? Would love to know your thoughts here this morning. 740-751-4038. All right. Something else I did want to mention here this morning. I think it was probably the late 80s, early 90s, there was a show on NBC called Quantum Leap. Now, I am not a sci-fi person. I'll admit that right off the bat. I am not a sci-fi person. But I always loved Quantum Leap, and I never thought of Quantum Leap as a sci-fi show. It starred Scott Bakula and Dean Stockwell. I actually went on to interview Dean Stockwell later on, maybe about in my career, about 10 years ago. I think I interviewed Dean Stockwell. But it was a great show, and the idea was that Scott Bakula was a doctor, Dr. Sam Beckett, I believe, and he stepped into this Quantum Leap program, and basically he would leap into people, he had no control over this, within his own lifetime, and what he had to do was set right what once was wrong in that particular situation. And this was a popular show in the late 80s, early 90s, and always did very well. And Scott Bakula had no superpowers or anything like that. And basically, Dean Stockwell was a hologram from the future that would come only Scott Bakula could see him, and basically he would give him information about where he was in time and what he needed to set right. Okay. Now, last night, the new Quantum Leap debuted. Now, I'm not even sure that you could call it a reboot, because nobody from the original show is in the reboot. Now, obviously, Dean Stockwell is not in the reboot, because he died. I don't know if he died last year or the year before, but Dean Stockwell died recently, so obviously he's not going to be in the show. But Scott Bakula is still around, and he's not in the show. So, it's a whole new cast of people. Now, I watched it last night because I'm a fan of Quantum Leap. I stayed up till 10 o'clock, actually stayed up till 11 o'clock, because it doesn't come on till 10 o'clock on NBC. And I'm watching this thing last night, and it's pretty much the same idea as the first show. Now, they did mention Scott Bakula's character, and they also mentioned Dean Stockwell's character in the show, so that was nice to bring them up. But it's a weird show in that nobody is sure why this new guy, I'm trying to think of what his name is, Dr. Ben Song or something like that, why he got into the Quantum Leap Accelerator to leap himself around. And the person who comes as a hologram and talks to him is his fiancée. But he doesn't know it's his fiancée because he has no memory. Which, that's a little weird. I think that sets it apart from the original show. And then there are a whole lot of other cast members that were not in the original show. They keep going back to the Quantum Leap, I guess, I don't know, computer laboratory. They keep flashing back there. And Ernie Hudson's in it from Ghostbusters. He plays kind of the person running the program. But it's strange in that way. And I'll tell you something else. It moves very fast. Now, I don't know if that's just a sign of the times. But, you know, I like a show with a little bit of story. And not that this show doesn't have story, but it just moves so fast, and they use so much, so many computer graphics that you would not have seen years ago, obviously when the original Quantum Leap was on in the late 80s and early 90s, because they didn't have that type of technology back then. And I don't know, I think that kind of takes away from the show. Now, it is interesting, because there is an article about the show in USA Today. Now, I don't know when this was in. This was in on the 19th. So this was in yesterday. And it doesn't really give a review of the show. Just kind of talks about the show. But they went to Scott Bakula, who was the star of the original show, and here's what he says. Well, I guess they didn't go to him. I guess he did an Instagram, I think is what he did. Yeah, must have done an Instagram post. So what he did was he posted an Instagram picture of him boxing, standing with Dean Stockwell from the original show. And this is what Scott Bakula posted, which is kind of interesting. He said, "To Quantum Leap fans around the world, in an effort to quiet the rumors and move on, First of all, thanks for hanging around through the decades. Here's the simple version of what's going on with the Quantum Leap reboot and me. I have no connection with the new show, either in front of the camera or behind it. In January, the pilot was sold and a script was sent to me because the character of Sam Beckett was in it, which makes sense, right? As so many of you have been asking me for several months, how could you do a Quantum Leap without Sam? Or Al, for that matter? Well, I guess we're about to find out. That's the story. As the show has always been near and dear to my heart, it was a very difficult decision to pass on the project. A decision that has upset and confused so many fans of the original series. However, the idea of anyone leaping around in time and walking a mile in someone else's shoes remains a very appealing concept and so worthy of exploration, especially given the current state of mankind. In that spirit, I am crossing my fingers that this new cast and crew are lucky enough to tap into the magic that propelled the original Quantum Leap into our hearts and minds of generations of past and present. I wish them good luck and happy leaping. Now, that was from Scott Bakula, the star of the original show. Now, that's kind of very ambiguous, because now he has said to us that he wants the new show to do well, but he does also say that in January, when the show was sold to NBC, that he was sent a script because his character was in it, but he really doesn't say why he didn't do it. Now, that's a little strange. He says he passed on it, but he doesn't say why he passed on it. So, again, I'm not sure if it's really a reboot or not. I don't know. I don't know if it's a reboot or not, because he's not in it. There's nobody from the original cast in it. So do you still call that a reboot? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. If you got an opinion on anything, do you have an opinion on possibly the upcoming Kroger's strike? Or did anybody watch the new Quantum Leap like I did last night and find it interesting to any degree? Does anybody know what's going in where Popeyes and White Castle was? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Now, we did just get an email here. Was just wondering how or if a strike would affect the state liquor store located in the Marion Waldo Road location of Kroger. Now, again, I don't know exactly what would happen with that, but I'm guessing the temporary employees would run it, because I do know that the only qualification for working in the liquor store is, I think you just have to be 18 years old. I think that, I don't know, maybe 21? I'm not sure if you have to be 21 or 18. I think you just have to be 18 to sell it. Now, I could be wrong on that. But, so I think the liquor store would go on, because obviously Kroger is not going to shut down. I think they'll just bring in temporary employees. And from what my understanding is, obviously they've already been advertising for those employees. So I guess that's showbiz, as they say. But does anybody else have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the possible Kroger strike coming up? You know, where I think they're going to have more problems is probably getting a pharmacist in there to run the pharmacy. But I would think they know that's going to be a problem, and they're probably addressing that should this strike take place. And again, I think on both sides, everybody is hoping that the strike does not take place. Although it's a big story here in Central Ohio right now. Any thoughts on it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. You know what? We have not heard it for some time now from our friend Judy, and I'm getting a little worried about her because, you know, she used to call in all the time, and then I told you last time I saw her, she was she said she had been sick with a week for a cold, but she was doing better. And then since then, we haven't heard anything from her. And as a matter of fact, we tried to call her, I believe it was last week, and we did not get any answer. So let's see here. 44 minutes past the hour. Maybe we'll give her a call and see if we can find out what happened to Judy. Now, last week we tried this, and it ended up in voicemail, and there was no way to leave a voicemail. It said the voicemail box was full. So maybe this morning we'll hear from our friend Judy. Ringing on the air. Isn't this exciting? Well, I think we're going into voicemail again. Maybe we can leave a voicemail at this point. Couldn't last week.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Judy Summers.
Is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Now, see, that's the same message we got last week, was the mailbox was full and she didn't answer the phone. So once again, I think we're a little worried here about Judy, who's a member of our morning family. Does anybody know anything about Judy or what happened to her? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you've heard anything about our friend Judy Summers. Have no idea what became of her. All right. Is there anything else of interest going on this morning? Is there anything that interests you this morning out there in the listening audience? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, strikes are always a bad thing. I think back to Tecumseh. Obviously, probably the most well-known strike here in Marion. Most people feel that led to the end of the Tecumseh plant here in Marion because of the strike and how rough it did get. Now, I don't know in 2022 if a strike would get as rough as it did back in those days. That I don't know. I you know, back in those days, I think people were pulled out of trucks and it really could get ugly. But I don't know if people would do that in 2022. And I don't know that Kroger employees would be involved in that type of behavior. I don't know if it would be the same type of thing. Now, I could be wrong. You know, I think probably the longer you're out there and the longer you're without a paycheck, the more agitated you probably will become. You know, and as I said yesterday, if you're a full-time employee at Kroger and you're making decent money, and all of a sudden you're being paid part-time, kind of next to nothing wages because you're on strike, well, are you going to be able to make your house payment? Are you going to be able to make your car payment? Are you going to be able to do any of these things? I mean, could you get a part-time job that quickly? And if you get a part-time job, if the strike ends, are you going to come back? I don't know. I don't know who wins or loses in this particular situation. It hasn't happened yet, so there is still time for current heads to prevail, cooler heads to prevail, but I don't know if they will or not. Again, any thoughts? Somebody can give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, if you're outside the Marion area or in the Marion area, you can always listen to us on the TuneIn app. Now the TuneIn app is absolutely free. Just go to any app store and download it, and then search WWGH. Now you can listen to us on your cell phone, you can listen to us on your tablet, you can listen to us on your smart TV, you can listen to us on your laptop, computer, even the Alexas and the Google Dots play TuneIn. So that's a nice thing. Also, the website streams the show live, WWGH1071.com, and you can go to the website, and the show is streaming live there. Now, don't forget, we are going to have Abby on at 9:30 this morning. That'll be a real tour de force to get the Post Malone update, figure out what the competition is going to be between her and I, and also figure out what her love of horse racing is, which, again, I've never heard her talk about horse racing in my life. So we'll have to see how that all goes at 9:30 this morning. And I'm not sure if she's listening now. She might be taking all this in. And of course, if she is, she'll have something to say about everything that I have said here in the first segment of the show this morning. But again, you know, you can email me. We got the email here earlier. You can message me on Facebook, or you can give me a phone call, 740-751-4038. You know, I am interested to know how people's allergies are doing as well. You know, 56 degrees in the morning, and then we get up over 80 in the afternoon. You know, that's got to wreak havoc with people's allergies. Allergies are just terrible this year. They've been terrible really since May. When we did not get cold again after Mother's Day, it has just been a sustaining thing since May and all through summer, and especially with all the rain we got this summer. And now here we're going into autumn tomorrow. Is anybody excited about autumn? This being the last day of summer, last day of summer of 2022. Did anybody have a good summer of 2022? You know, it seemed to me like not a lot was going on when it came to the summer of 2022. I'm sure a lot of people did good stuff, but I'm not sure if the gas prices and what would it be? It would be the gas prices. It might be the food cost, the inflation that we're going through. You know, I don't know if that stopped a lot of people from going out and doing what they normally do. Hard to tell, to be honest with you. 51 minutes past the hour here, 56 degrees, sunny skies. You know, as I said, as far as temperatures go, the next 2 days might be the last 2 days to go out and do something very nice outside. Oh, I did want to mention this, too. We got 8 minutes left in this hour. Last night, here's what I do. I think I know this to be true, that I was talking about the TuneIn app there. Now, this is such a great app because you can listen anywhere. You can listen in Columbus. We have people who listen in Arizona. We have people who listen in Florida. We have people who listen in West Virginia. You know, it really is a worldwide app. We've had people call in from Peru who were listening to the show. But I don't even know what the terminology is for this. I guess I was in contact last night, is what I should say, with somebody I knew many years ago, and just caught up with them and said, oh, you know, how are you, and found out they were doing good, which is a very good thing. You always want people to do good. And I believe that this person downloaded the TuneIn app this morning and hopefully is listening. I don't think she's ever listened to the show before, but maybe she's listening out there this morning. And she does not live in Marion, so she would have to do it by the TuneIn app, which, if she is out there listening, I hope she's enjoying the show this morning. As riveting as this show is this morning. You know, it's a highly riveting show this morning. 53 minutes past the hour. All righty. We're getting to the last chance for you to comment on the Kroger strike or the new Quantum Leap or what else? Does anybody know what's going where White Castle and Popeyes was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any opinions on this. As it all draws closer, it all draws to a head, as they say. I don't know if there are winners and losers in this situation. I was looking at our Family Feud board this morning. Now, the last time we did Family Feud, I think we finished off the category that we did. We might try, I'll throw this out here in the last, what do we got, 5-6 minutes left in this hour. Okay, here's the Family Feud question. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Now, we only got one answer in regard to this. Last week. I believe we did this last week. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Now, there are five answers here, and the only one we got was snuck out of the house. Snuck out of the house. There are four other answers. Name a reason your parents would ground you. 740-751-4038. I just got another political ad. Go figure that they would just keep coming all day long. All right, name a reason your parents would ground you. Now, the only one we've got so far is snuck out of the house. Does anybody know what the other four might be? Why would your parents ground you? You kind of have to go back in the recesses of your mind here to think when you were young. Why your parents might ground you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Why might your parents ground you? 740-751-4038. Now we got snuck out of the house. Four other answers still remain. Now, to be honest with you, all of these other answers are probably pretty common reasons people would get grounded. You know, in this day and age, I don't even know if people still get grounded. I don't even know if that's still a thing. You know, I always hear about people saying they're going to take away people's phones, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, but it's kind of hard, I think. You know, because if you take away a kid's phone, a lot of times you're taking away their communication to school, their communication to the world, their communication to you. So aside from their phone, what else can you take away from somebody? I think that would be very, very difficult. All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Bad report card, bad grade.
Bad report card. Well, I'll tell you, failed a test is on here, so we'll go with that. Number five on the list. Thanks.
Yep.
And I just about knocked my diet soda over there while this is going on. Now, we don't need that. All right, failed a test. Absolutely, number five on the list. So now we've got snuck out of the house, which was number four, and we've got failed a test, which was number five on the list. Now, the category is name a reason why your parents would ground you. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Still three answers left on the board. 740-751-4038. What are those top three answers? Reason your parents would ground you. 740-751-4038. The two answers we do have, snuck out of the house or failed a test. All right, don't forget, coming up next hour, We're going to have Abby on at 8:30. And we're going to cover three big subjects. What was the Post Malone concert like at Nationwide Arena in Columbus on Sunday? Okay, let's take the phone call here first. Go ahead, caller.
Using bad language, Scott.
Bad language, a curse word. Number three on the list. Hey, Ron, we're going to break. You'll have to call us back when we come back from the break, if you can. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, I think people are waking up this morning. It sounds like people are a little tired this morning. So we got, name a reason your parents would ground you. Yes, using a bad word, number three. Sneaking out of the house is four, and failed a test is five. So we still got two answers left. Reason your parents would ground you. We got the Post Malone wrap-up coming up at 8:30 with Abby, why she loves horse racing, and what competition are her and I going to do. Plus, we're going to hear from Ron when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Be back in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a big old act. I'm going to blow up your act.